Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Want to welcome once again Free Inside Ministry here, a radio program for the lost, the broken, and the incarcerated. You know, I'm Reverend Bulla here this evening, and I've got my lovely wife, Lynette, with us this evening.
Hello, everyone.
And I told you last night we were going to have a special guest this evening.
And
our special guest is here. We have to welcome Pastor Barry Noone from the West Side.
Hey. God bless. Aloha, Pastor.
Oh, he sounds good. He looks good.
He's
almost good. He's been on a hiatus, but, you know, like everything else, we come back to the Word of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, and if you're listening in Honolulu, you're listening, it's about 9:30 p.m., and it's going to be on 99.5 FM. And if you happen to be in Arizona, that's going to be Grace 91.1 FM in Eloy, Arizona. It should be about 10 p.m. your time. And if you want to reach a streaming, you can do that Hawaii time, 9:30 p.m., and that's going to be at www.995theword.com.
Sorry.
To our brothers and sisters in Halawa.
To our brothers and sisters out in Halawa, Waiava, OCCCF, DC, WCC Women's, and Saguaro, Arizona, where 1,500 of our Hawaii men are incarcerated, we'd like to also say aloha to all the other prisons in Eloy and Florence, Arizona, listening in tonight.
Woo! Welcome back, Pastor Barry.
Thank you.
Whoosh.
What a burr there.
Whoosh.
We'd like to say a mahalo. And thank you for all the people that have corresponded to us in the past. But you can reach us if you'd like to write to us at P.O. Box 89253. P.O. Box 89253. Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Our website is www.freeinsideministry.org. Or send us an email at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for those social media surfers on Facebook, just look us up, Free Inside Ministry. And for those of you that want that one-on-one contact, you can call Rev Boo at 808-222-2822.
Hey, we'd like to give a big mahalo to our sponsors. First Assembly of God, Red Hill, with Pastor Clayton Cole, Sister Marianne Gananciel, Pastor Bird and First Lady Lucy Mahilona, Fishers of Men Ministries, and Mark and Mary Benson over at Honolulu Ford.
Honolulu Ford.
And Danny Asau and his team working there diligently every day at Honolulu Ford. Without their faith and without their prayers and their support, this program would not be a reality. Going into our third year, reaching the tens of thousands out there, because you know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out.
Mark and Mary, you've just made a dream come true. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, it is a Thursday, and the good thing about Thursday is that it is, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We're bringing Kirk back. Just for it's Pastor boy. Barry.
Let's go. I hope you enjoy the vacation, Kirk. Back to work.
We're coming back to work.
It's about to go down.
Yeah. Ooh, remember.
Do you remember?
I could never forget.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, Pastor Barry, you know, you just recently were in the mainland doing some ministry work. And that was last week. How cold was it up there? Was it Northern California?
No, it was Southern Cal, but we went up to the slopes of Alpine Lodge and Big Bear. We were about 8,000 feet elevated.
So that's about almost 5,000 is a mile, so it's a mile and a half, almost 2 miles up. That made the breathing a little difficult.
Sure was, man. It was 34 degrees, and I was huffing and puffing.
Oh, my.
Well, it's good to have you back. You're looking great, Barry. We miss you. And everyone out there, they've been asking about you. And I believe your social media fast will come up shortly. And all those that you've been ministering to will welcome you back once again. You know, we've got a special song this evening. It's by Carrie Job. And we want to send this out to everyone that's out there. You might be sitting on the edge of your bunk. You might be looking out at that window at the three stars in the dimly lit light, and you might see the moon, in fact. And you're wondering, do I even have a chance? Does anybody really care? God, can you even hear my prayers? You know, and this song is going straight out to you, and it's by Carrie Job, and it's I Am Not Alone. It's a wonderful song.
Praise the Lord.
And just listen to the words. Because you're not alone. He is always with you every step of the way. Lady, she always gets the memo when to introduce those songs. Gotta love her. I mean, you know, come on, give us a break.
Probably Annie Come Lately.
Annie Come Lately. You know, it's so wonderful is the fact that, you know, we are not alone.
Amen.
You know, and that's what we want to tell everyone who's listening tonight. You know, Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It doesn't say I'm only going to like you in the good times. It doesn't say that I'm only going to like you when you're doing good. It's not a conditional love. You see, that's one of our challenges. Is many of our earthly relationships, our horizontal relationships, are conditional.
Yeah.
You know, many times we find our kids, you know, we kind of, you know, we won't admit it, but come on, that's the truth. When they do good, it's, oh, that's my kid. And then when they kind of mess up, they go, you, your mother's child, you know.
Your father's child.
Yeah, well, either way you slice it, it's still, but that's the truth of it all. We might say that jokingly, but And that's because we only want what's best for our children. We really don't want them to struggle. We really want them to just have the best in life, to have better opportunities than that we had. And as a parent, that's what we try and provide them. Now, hold on to that thought, because if we think like that, if that's our mantra as their parents here on earth, just imagine what God has planned for each and every one of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, because that's the vertical relationship. Sometimes we forget that we are sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So that parental relationship, since we're a child of God, is the same as we have on earth. But the only difference is it is unconditional.
Yes. Amen.
Because if God loves us despite knowing everything about us, to me, that's the greatest miracle in life.
Oh, we're so thankful.
He knows all of our thoughts, all of our shortcomings, all of our mistakes, and all of our foibles, and he still loves us with open arms.
Yes.
See, God forgives and forgets. We forgive and remember. That's the challenge we got as human beings. But we're all a work in progress. God's going to keep working on us as we go. But Pastor Barry, I just wanted to say it's so good to have you back in the studio. So many people have been asking about you. It's a blessing to set eyes on you. It's a blessing to kiss you. It's a blessing to hug you as a brother in Christ and just say, God bless you, my brother.
It's a blessing to have been able to be here again. To all my friends and family out there who's been wondering, I'm still here. God is good. And to
all
you, Pastor Bull and Pastor Lynn, God bless you. To the rest of the men of faith on Free Inside Ministry,
amen.
I greet you with a great aloha. And a great God bless you.
Welcome back.
And I'm glad to be back.
Amen.
Glad to have you.
Tonight I'll be reading from Galatians chapter 5 verses 1.
Yes.
In the Amplified Version, and it says, in this freedom Christ has made us free and completely liberated us. Stand fast then and do not be hampered and held ensnared, and submit again to a yoke of slavery which you have once put off.
Hallelujah.
You got to just love that Amplified version. It takes a quick sentence and amplifies it.
So it's called Amplified.
It turns it up five notches.
Well, I'm going to come
kick it up.
Well, I'm going to come from the Message Bible. And my Galatians 5:1 title is The Life of Freedom. Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. Fula?
And in the Jesus book, it's titled Christ Went Let Us Go. Christ, he went let us go. So we don't got to do what the rules say if we get them right with God. So then, hang in there and be strong. Don't let them buggers pile up all kind rules on top of you guys again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Amen.
The Pharisees and Sadducees had a different agenda. They knew the law, but did they know the Messiah?
That's right.
True.
You know, in the Old Testament, as you know, Pastor Barry, we lived by the law and under the law. But in the New Testament, we live by grace because Jesus was the last eternal final sacrifice that was ever made.
Yes.
Amen.
Some people don't understand that in the Bible. You know, that's why we live under grace right now. You know, and they say, well, this is the law. That is the law. We accept that. We acknowledge that. But we live by grace.
Yes. We are saved also by grace. And we are made whole by the grace of God. And we're talking about living in the freedom of Christ.
Amen.
How does this happen? It happens all because of his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And
Amen.
Because of that, we are now free from sin once and for all, right?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, you know, it's the freedom that we have because a price was paid, and that was on the cross. You
Amen.
Know, that's what a lot of people need to realize. We just didn't get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually, there was a price that was paid because there's a price that has to be paid for everyone. But if you're a believer, your debt has been paid. But if you're a non-believer, somebody still got to pay somebody.
You know, I just love, like in the Message Bible, it says the life of freedom. It talks about Christ has set us free to live a free life. And, you know, we are free inside ministry.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Who the
Amen.
Sun sets free is
free indeed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out, but certainly you can be free inside.
Amen. You know, we're not free to do whatever we want because that would lead us right back into the slavery of our selfish desires. But thanks be to God that he has our best interests at heart.
Always.
And because of that, he always has us in the palm of his hands.
Yes,
even when we go waywards, sidewards, upwards, downwards, even off towards the deep edge of the ocean, even then he is there. But here's a question. do you as individual, do we as individual love our freedom or value our freedom, or do we lust after our freedom?
Mm. Hallelujah. Well, you know, further down in the book of Galatians, it says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another.
Wow.
Now that was a mouthful, but I'm not sure if anyone out there needs a little bit more love in their life. I don't know if someone listening tonight would like to have a little bit more joy or peace in their life. Or maybe you need some gentleness. A lot of us need self-control. You see, if you need any of that, you need to go to Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 22. Because against that, there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh. We have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. And let us not come under that anymore, because we will not be conceited. We will not be provoking one another. And we're not going to be jealous. We're not going to envy what the other guy get. We're not going to try to stick somebody and, you know, poke them and stuff. It's just,
amen.
It's all in love, you know. And it's that song, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. So everybody sing that song. And they think, you know, what kind of song is that? That kind of silly willy song. That's the love of Jesus right there.
Amen.
You know, in your own personal relationship, love conquers all.
Oh.
The enemy never wins. You see, guys, we've read the book to the end. I've read the last chapter. I've read the last verse. I've read the last sentence. I've read the last word. We win. And you can read the Bible 100 times. We still win.
You're on fire.
You're on fire.
Oh, these guys, they're killing me. But you know, we just, you know, and you guys got to realize this. It's real easy.
That's amen. Right.
Don't make it more hard than it has to be.
Yes.
Amen.
And you see, God didn't say, go build my church. He said, go build my kingdom.
Amen.
You know, and it's not about a denomination. It's not about a church. It's about Jesus Christ.
It's amen.
The only thing we want, you sitting right there tonight, you got your head in your hands. You're probably bent over right now. You got the Holy Spirit touching you right now. All we want is you to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's all we need. That's why we do this, just so you hear the name of Jesus, so that the Lord can open the eyes of your heart and you can receive an eternal solution to your temporary situation. Because what you're going through is only a short time. But what you have in front of you is the eternity of your life. You're going to live eternally somewhere.
Amen.
The question is, where?
Where?
And we give you that opportunity.
Amen. You know, we can't take the crown without the cross.
Oh,
it has to go side by side. There's going to be days you're going to be sitting outside on the corner of the street wondering and thinking, why me, Lord? Why not? There's going to be days you're going to be on the mountaintop, and days you're going to be paddling, wading in the water. Why not?
Hallelujah.
You know, we all go through our seasons in life.
Seasons
change. Transitions
amen.
Come and go.
Yes.
I've been through my
hallelujah.
Seasons. We all have our seasons.
There's seasons to come.
But you know what? In the end, God takes a bit of us that's not of Him. He strips everything apart.
He prunes us.
And He prunes us. And what's left is the image of Christ
amen.
That remains within
amen.
This wretched man and woman who we really are. In without Christ, we're wretched.
We're wretched.
You know, in Ephesians, Bulla, when you were speaking, I was like, so awesome. God is so good. Mm. And in Ephesians 1, verse 3, it says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us. Of everybody, he chose us.
We are the chosen ones. You know,
before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight.
Imagine that. He still sees the good in us when we can't see any good around us. Hallelujah.
Yep.
You know, I wish, you know, when we say we wish we had the eyes of Christ. You see, when you have the eyes of Christ, you don't judge people.
Yes.
When you have the eyes of Christ, you don't look down at people. When you have the eyes of Christ, you have the compassion of Christ.
Thank you
have
Jesus.
The heart of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, and we want to live in Christ, not in crisis. Hallelujah.
Oh,
but you see, Christianity... Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a lifestyle. It's how you live your life 24/7. Because praise and worship is 2 hours on Sunday, but we still got 166 hours to live during
Amen.
The week.
Right.
How are you going to live your life? You might be, and you hear this all the time when I minister, you might be the only scripture that someone will ever read. You might be the only praise and worship
yes.
song that they will ever hear.
Step
are
up.
You living
Amen.
In the righteousness of Jesus
Amen.
Christ? Because what I live for and what Lynn lives for and what Barry lives for is right standing with God.
Right.
That's what we live for. You see, Jesus paid the price on the cross, not so that we could just get to heaven, but that heaven could get to us.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. We didn't go up to heaven.
Amen.
God came down to earth.
That's why
to
he
be like
says,
man of the flesh. Hallelujah.
Heaven
Amen.
On earth.
Heaven on earth.
You know, there was an old song we used to sing out in our country church. It says, heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Hallelujah.
The day the scales were taken off of my eyes, of our eyes, the day our ears were unplugged, the day we could literally let go what was in our hands that were holding us back
yes.
and grab a hold unto God's unchanging hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's the day heaven came down and glory filled our soul, because glory fills us. When glory fills us, we live from glory to glory to glory
Hallelujah.
To glory. There's no excuses. There's no way out. The only thing we can get out of it is going to heaven, and Jesus is
Amen.
The key, and faith is the key that unlocks the door, forwarding all issues to heaven. You remember that, Pastor? Your
words. That. That's right. And you know, we live. Many of us live in fear. Someone once told me that fear means forget everything and run, and that's true.
True.
A lot of us do that. But, you know, I'm going to give you a new definition to fear tonight, my brothers and sisters. And I want you, if you can write this down or just remember it, because fear in my book says face everything and rise.
Woo-hoo!
You rise in
yes.
the likeness of Jesus Christ, because he who is in you is greater than he who
he
is,
who
in,
is
the
in the world.
And you are living proof of that, because you're still alive. If you're breathing, you still got a chance. But
Amen.
It's all about choices. It's
Amen.
All about choices and what you're going to do with the choices you have before you. See, then the reason we do this prison ministry, let's get real right here, guys. My brothers and my sisters, my brethren in the prison, you wonder, how can you guys do that? Why do you guys keep ministering to us? Why do you keep coming into the prison? Why do you have the radio program?
Because God said so.
Because that's our call
Amen.
By the Lord upon our
that's
hearts.
Right.
But, you know, also, it's because sympathy is when you feel bad and you do nothing. You go, oh, yeah, that's so bad. Oh, that's really rough. Oh, no, that's sympathy. Compassion is you feel bad and you do something.
Amen.
Compassion Amen. Is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ needs to go to the north, to the south, to the east, and the west. And if no one else is going to do it, we're going to do it. Until the day we take our last breath here and our first breath in heaven, we're going to keep ministering. We're going to reach the broken. We're going to reach the lost. We're going to reach the incarcerated. We go where people don't want to go. We see people that people don't want to see. And we do what they don't want to do. But you know what? Jesus did, and that's all right with me.
That's all right
Amen.
With
That's
me.
All right with me. Just find me faithful.
That's right.
Find me on the battlefield with the sword in my hand, with the mouth of truth coming forth. Just find me faithful. Even if it was my last day on earth, just find me faithful.
Amen.
And if all I've done after all is said and done of me, all I want to hear is, did I point you to Christ?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did I live in front of you as a vessel of honor? And after all is said, just lead me home.
You know, Bula talks about this all the time. My last breath here and my first breath in heaven. Hallelujah. I cannot wait, because I know Jesus is going to be looking at me and saying, my faithful servant.
Hallelujah.
I love you, my daughter. And he'll know me.
Amen.
He will know me.
You know, I feel the Holy Spirit moving. I just want to do a prayer right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
I want to reach out to all those that are sitting right there. And you're wondering if you have a chance. You're wondering if God loves you.
You
know,
worthy?
What we want to do. And you're wondering if you're worthy. Exactly. What I want to do right now is I want to offer a prayer right now.
Yes.
This prayer is... If anything were to happen, you see, tomorrow is guaranteed to no one, but the day of salvation has come to you, and it's come now.
Today.
And today you will know. If I were to ask you, when you die, where are you going? If you didn't say heaven like that, you don't know. You're not sure.
That's right.
So I'm going to give you the opportunity to make sure.
Know where you're
called
going.
The sinner's prayer. Now say it if you mean it. The Lord will hear your heart and he'll see your heart.
Say it with your heart.
And just say it. And this will guarantee this is your open door to heaven. And repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
Lord, I have sinned.
Lord, I have sinned.
Against you.
Against you.
Against myself.
Against myself.
Against others.
And against others.
You sent your son.
You sent your son.
To die on the cross.
To die on the cross.
And he arose. On the third day. He died for my sins.
For my family's sins.
For the sins of my children. For the sins of the world. But he arose. We celebrate. The resurrection. Where he defeated. Death. And Satan himself. I need a change. In my life. I want that change. I want it now. I give you my life. Use me.
Use me.
Change me.
May I be
the image you have created me to be. Let your light shine. Lord, I know I'm going to fall. I know I'm going to fail. I know I'm going to make mistakes. Just hold me. And let me know. It's going to be okay. Now I say this. So I can hear this. So my cellmate can hear this. So that you can hear this. And the devil can hear this. Jesus Christ. Is my Lord and Savior. I will live. In the house of the Lord. For the rest of the days. Of my life. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord God, for those souls and those men and women that have said that prayer, let all heaven rejoice. And for those of you that have said the prayer, I would recommend that you request, if you're incarcerated right now, to request a Bible from your chaplain. Start reading the Bible. Start in the New Testament or start in Proverbs, start in James. I mean, just find something you can understand and surround yourself with other believers of godly brothers or godly sisters that can give you counsel. If you have chapel services, go attend them. As long as they believe in the written word and the inerrant, authorized, infallible, and inspired word of God. It's called the Bible.
Amen.
Follow that.
Amen.
And tune in every night. You know, 9:30 here in Honolulu,
Monday through Friday.
Monday through
and 10 p.m. over in Arizona. We hope to be running the programs up by next week, God willing. 99.5 here in Honolulu and
Grace 91.1, Eloy,
Arizona.
Hallelujah.
That's in Arizona. We're excited about that.
Hello, guys in Saguaro. It's coming.
You know, if you guys in Sarawak are hearing this, man, this is an answer to prayer.
Oh, right? Yes.
You know, we tried doing this for so long, and I'm just blessed, man. I'm just overwhelmed by God's grace that we're able to do this through our sponsors and financial partners.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Because I know how hard it is, man. You're 3,000 miles away from home, guys. You got nothing up there, but we just hope to minister, bring a little aloha to you guys.
Yes, every night.
Love on you guys, man. And know we're coming back up in May real soon for that baptism, and we look so forward. Got a great team coming up. We got about 7 or 8 pastors. It's called the 3H Tour. It's called Hawaiians Helping Hawaiians because you know why? We can. No scared them. We get them. And we come in.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We come in. You know, we just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, and remember, every night, Monday through Friday, be it 9:30 in Hawaii or 10 p.m. in Arizona, you know, you're going to catch Free Inside Ministry. And you got to know, if you're tired of being messed up, come on over. Let's get blessed up together.
Amen.
Give you that encouraging word. Give you a hand up. Never to discourage you. Remember, you're too blessed.
You're too blessed
to be stressed. Now get some rest. Have a good evening. And we're going to see you tomorrow night. Aloha.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.